Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight it's going to be a great show with Survivor Talk. What a show last night. We'll be talking about it. Ashley might be running a little late tonight. I did invite a couple people maybe, if they had time, to call in. I'm going to kick it off with a little start of the show with some Christmas music. And we'll be back in a second. I'm hoping Paul will call in a second and maybe help me out in the beginning of the show. But let's kick it off with a little... I'm trying to find the song that I was going to start with. And I hope you guys all enjoy tonight's show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly set off with bows of party. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Coming to the show. I'm bringing up Paul to the thing. Paul, so what is the name of the parade again? I keep on forgetting it. That Ashley's...
It's called the Holly Dazzle.
The Holly Dazzle. So Target puts it on? She told me, like, Target's part of it or something like that?
It's to promote downtown shopping, and they have a parade down the main called Nicollet Mall, and it's every night beginning just before, I think it was like November 1st or something. It may have been a little later than that. And they've been doing this for probably a good dozen years or more, and it runs all the way through Christmas every night, and all the floats sort of lit up. There's different sponsors. Actually, tonight, I looked on the internet, tonight's sponsor is local TV, WCCO. I think Target is one of many sponsors for it.
Okay, that's cool. Anyways, Ashley was really excited, but she will be calling in probably a few minutes. They're going to go out to dinner afterwards, and she said she didn't want to leave her...
It starts every night at 6:30, which would be 7:30 your time, and I don't know how long the parade lasts. It's not that long, but after watching it, you know, then you go out and do something. So, yeah, she should be okay.
Yeah, she should be here any minute, but she told me I might have to wean in myself in the beginning. I wanted to tell everyone, and this is one reason I'm glad you're up, because I know you bought one. The calendar is done, and they're being shipped to me this week. I should get them. They said within 7 days. I went ahead and got a little faster shipping than I was going to plan on doing because of my being sick and everything. So I went ahead and purchased the faster shipping. So I should be getting them within a week, and I should be able to get them out, you know, within a couple of days after I get them. So the calendars are done. And if you haven't bought one yet, I have them still available for $30. It's hard. Yeah, I know lots of people that are in the other chat room. There's a poker game going on up at Toys for Tots. I understand. So if you want to just, you know, I understand that we're going to probably have a smaller chat room tonight.
That what Jess was getting at?
Yeah, I think so. I hope the people.
Lisa just tweeted me back. I said when she said that they were having a tiny Toys for Tots chat right now, I said, well, I can't be there because I'm on doing the Survivor show with Ron. And she just said, oh, I didn't know he had one. I'll be there in a sec. So she may pop in, it sounds like. So I don't know. This is like, I thought it didn't start till Friday night, though. I'm confused.
This one was the one that wasn't planned. And everything. So, I mean, I understand. But I was having fun in there, too. So it was kind of fun. It was kind of fun in there.
Oh,
and
you already popped in?
Oh, yeah. I've been there since, like, 7 o'clock tonight.
I missed.
In there.
I've been having computer problems, like I told you, on the phone. And I just now I'm kind of back up again, so.
No, I understand. And I actually want to promote them and say,
I know
you know, come and join me after. You know, listen to my show. You know, they won't miss you. Maybe go in there, turn on the cam, read the chat, meet them, and listen to me. And I have a feeling maybe one wouldn't even call in. I thought maybe Ben would even call in, or somebody might over there call in and say hey to us over here. So listen to the show. If not, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for listening to the podcast. And we will definitely be going. I'm going to go there after the show. I would have deleted the show and not did the show, but there's no way in hell I was not going to have the opportunity
to talk about
last night's.
We got to talk, right? But
I can't wait for Ashley to call in because me and Ashley.
The tiny chat is. Gonna be still on after this is over? Is that what you're thinking?
Oh yeah, that's what Panthers said too. Cowboy is only halfway drunk.
Okay.
Give him an hour, he'll be totally drunk. His shirt came off already. So I mean, by the time we get over there, he'd probably be naked.
That is going to cause me to want to see that. I don't know.
Oh no! I'm hoping. Maybe Sarah get naked.
There you go.
You know, somebody else is over there playing poker, and who the fuck she is, I don't know.
Playing what? Poker.
They're playing poker tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, and I said I don't know who the fuck she is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's got to be.
No,
I always forget how to pronounce her name.
Alita.
So you're gonna. Alina? No.
Alita.
Alita.
Yeah. So she's over there too. So it's all good. Okay. Did I finish my comment about calendar stuff? But they're made.
You said. Here's what I was curious. You said you had got it finished and you're ready to ship them out. And anybody that still wants to order, it'd be $30. But you were waiting on. The last I heard, you were waiting on pictures. Those came through. Okay, then, huh?
Oh, yeah, and I was just getting ready to say, yeah, the pictures turned out great. I had to put some characters or some reality stars on the same page, you know, like the same spot. Their pictures were too blurry if they were by themselves. I'll give you an example. Like, I have Amanda Hansen that had to go on with Jesse and Kathy, and there was another person, like, I had put four Big Brother people like together. Plus, there were so many pictures I had to place that I wanted to place in there that it was kind of hard. Plus, it was better that I did that anyways. I think it's turned out really good, though. The bottom line is you can still order them if you haven't. I have like 14 extra coming, but I have increased it $5 because of
well, yeah, you,
the shipping
you said
costs.
You were going to, so that's...
Yeah.
Yep.
So now that I've ordered, and I hope you and everyone's happy with it. I put lots of time and effort, and Mr. No Pants is in the calendar. For the people that are wondering, Mr. No Pants is in the calendar, and the picture is interesting. And and I've kind of like, I was going to call him, I put his name Mr. No Pants for the people that didn't know who he was. He's the only one I actually labeled, you know what I mean? And he was kind of, I'm calling him the fan of the year.
Oh,
because
that's a good idea.
The girls all wanted him.
Oh, I know.
You know, I didn't put it in there, but I mean, that's why I was willing to put it in, was because that was requested, and I think it'd be cool. And I'm looking forward to it.
A popular request.
There is a picture on the webpage if you want to see the cover. The cover has the logo, you know, my normal logo, the Rad Reality Show. And then it has five people that was part of the show. The five people that have been part of my show.
Oh, okay.
For the past year. Michelle Costa, Cowboy, Louie, Ashley, and I'm missing one. Corey. And then there was one person, another person I wanted to put in there, but I didn't even ask his permission. So,
hey, Lisa, welcome.
Like
I'm sorry, Ron.
No, let's go. Hey, Lisa. So,
thanks,
I'm hoping Ashley will get here soon.
Yeah, we can.
Was
it? This is the first time you did something like that. Was it fun creating it? Because it's kind of, it seems like it would be a fun thing to put together. The calendar.
I had fun. It was frustrating at times because certain pictures I wanted to use
didn't
for
work
certain
out.
People, I just didn't work out. And it wasn't because the photo was bad. It was because when they blew up, they lost, you know, like...
Right.
They got blurred a little bit. So there was times I had to, you know, get around it. But, you know, it was really fun to create it. And I really am proud of myself and everything. So if I made mistakes this time...
Do you think this
you know,
is something that you might do another one for another theme? Or, I mean, was it that kind of enjoyment that you got out of creating
it? Oh,
yeah.
And I'm actually thinking about doing some of my own personal pictures for next
year.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
In the beginning of the year. You know, scenery shots.
Remember
you know,
my
I've done photographing.
Yeah, my niece did that one year, and calendar was all because she had you know a little baby, and you know she wanted to show all the pictures of her kid, and yeah, you can do those for family members too. For
yeah, and I'm gonna get some other stuff available for the show too, like pens, where I probably you know like if you donate, I'll send you a pen, you know, and I guess there's some cool little items that we're going to probably be adding to
the store.
And not the store as much as, and there's going to be some stuff I'll probably even give away now, too, that I see that I can make there. So yeah, definitely we'll be having some new stuff added within the next couple months, especially at this place, because it's really cool. So, let me do this. Let's do a quick break. And Ashley, like I said, is running a couple minutes late tonight. She's hoping to be here soon. So I'm going to do a quick commercial break. And I'm going to do one of my favorite ones because he's in the house. And his little house rodent drop for him. Let's do this one for Sunday.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from the Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Teen Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel?
I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Teen Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full.
Twitter's full.
So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Teen Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza.
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauce deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Way 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle HR?
Sure, Kip. Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
No one. I love HR. And
yeah,
he's in the house, and I'm not saying.
And seeing as this is the Christmas season, it does bring back to mind Christmas, Christmas time.
Oh, you mean
the chipmunks?
Yeah,
I remember.
Think HR should be away.
I bought the 45 to that one. I can't remember what was on the flip side of that one, but.
Probably, I wish you a Merry Christmas, maybe.
It could have been.
Or,
I don't
there was, they had a couple of good famous ones. Okay, let's do this. Let's start out by saying the Survivor show last night was one of the probably I don't want to say it's the best one because I think the week before, the time before was a little better. I don't know. It let me just put it this
one
way.
One of the more memorable episodes, I'd say.
Yeah, but it also was, in my opinion, it brings up a lot of controversy.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about this before Ashley gets here. Or I might save this topic for when Ashley gets here. But the key thing of the thing is that let's you and me talk about this because I wanted to talk about this and I was hoping somebody would call in tonight and I'm a little upset if he doesn't. I would love to hear his opinion of it, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. Okay, so Anaka. I like calling her Nay because I really don't like. Yeah, Nay.
Yeah, they even her tribe mates call her that for short. So Nay.
Nay. Let's call it Nay. Okay, let's start by comparing her to somebody that was on Big Brother. Okay. Shima and Nay was. I mean, I don't. I don't. First of all, I want to say this: Shima might have flipped out, and she flipped out before, before the halfway through the show, pretty much. And I understand Shima leaving the show. You know, personally, it was a different situation, but for Nate to leave like she did. She's nothing like Shima. What do you think about that?
Yeah,
I
knew that this comparison would come up, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. It seems somehow it really seems a lot different to me, and I'm not sure why. But I'm more.
And I'm not talking. And I'm not talking because the color. And I'm not
talking
because. They both are. No, I'm just telling you what I'm saying. I wanted to make sure this is clarified. You know, this is not about, anything that I compare the two people personally to because I've never talked to Nay, but I love Shima. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at in the house talk and on the island talk. You understand what I'm trying to get at? This is not talking about them outside of the game. You understand? Go ahead. Tell me your thoughts.
It just, and I'm talking within the game as well, like you said, because I agree. I feel differently towards Shima since you came out of the house. I have not had an opportunity to, you know, get to know or whatever Nayanka, but people that met her have all said, you know, when they met her in Virginia, have all said what a nice person she is. I don't know. I'm having a hard time. I think I'm going to have a harder time accepting Nayanka quitting and in comparison with Shima's eviction, you know, getting kicked off the show. I don't know.
Do you feel like, and this is the thing, and I know when it comes down to it, do you feel like the 11 days left makes it even worse?
Yeah,
it was only 11 days left.
That I can't relate to, certainly we can't relate to what it's like in your head inside the Big Brother house, but as feed watchers, we do get to watch so much, and we get a little bit of a sense of what it's like in there. I, and only Ashley can really address this, and she tweeted a little bit last night about it. What the 11 days can probably, it probably seems like 11 days to them probably seems like 6 months with what they have to endure, you know, every day. So to say it's only 11 days left and you ought to be able to do it, I kind of think that way, but it's, I don't know. It just pissed me off. I'm sorry. The reasoning, and not only that, it also goes to what happened, you know, with the reward, you know, challenge and that type of thing. And I know you're kind of holding off and talking a lot about that stuff, but I think that upset me as well. So. Are you still there, bud? See, I knew it was going to be me that messed up your phone. Anyway, there was a Christmas parade, a nightly Christmas parade that goes on in Minneapolis that Ashley was attending tonight, and that's the reason she hasn't come on yet. But she indicated to Ron that she still would be coming on. It's just that we would kind of want to wait for a lot of talk about the details until she calls in. But this was one of those advertised episodes, you know, that we saw the ads building up to it, that so often when we see, you know, the hints of people quitting, that ends up not being the case. But it did turn out to be the case. Jen, you said you heard all about it. Lori hadn't watched it. But we did have last night two people that quit Survivor. And everything that led up to it just added to the irritation, you know, as far as I'm concerned. My one question was going to be, however, I don't know. It sounds like they both still get to be on the jury, and That makes absolutely no sense to me. They don't have to have them on the jury. There's still, if they weren't on the jury, there'd still be seven people on that jury instead of nine. And it's kind of sounded like, I picked up on what Jeff said, it sounded like they were possibly going to be on the jury. And I just don't think that's right. The other thing is, I remember in a previous, and I can't remember who it was, in one of the previous Survivors where somebody quit, and I think Jeff grabbed their torch and just tossed it into the open flames, and he decided not to do that, and I don't know why. But I'm wondering if anybody in the chat room has gone to the Ponderosa, the extra coverage when they leave, if there's a Ponderosa of them getting. That's probably going to be a good episode. I need to go look at that, because the three jury members that were sitting there during that were just absolutely furious that those two girls quit. And Alina was even in tears that they would have so liked to have continued to be, you know, in the game, and these two girls ended up quitting.
You know what?
Thank you. Welcome back, bud.
The rain must have done something to my internet. It seems like, remember Tuesday?
Yep.
It happened Tuesday at the same time. Or I don't know. Because this is the second time this has happened to me.
Telling you, I think it might be
week.
Me.
I'm starting to wonder.
I must be the jinx.
But I heard what you were talking about.
Good.
About Ponderosa.
Oh, Ponderosa. Is there an episode up yet? I don't know if there is or not.
No, but I saw last week's, and I actually.
Do you remember how quickly they put that up? If the episode airs on Wednesday, when is the Ponderosa?
I don't know, but I looked at last week's because Scout, who was on the show a few weeks ago,
right,
blogs for me now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was going to say, is make sure you check her blog out. I post it every week. I missed one week. I have the old blog. I need to put it up, but I just decided, because I missed it, I was not going to post it yet. I might post it. But she made a post on her Facebook of the last, you know,
last Ponderosa week,
when yeah, and
oh, when Brenda
place, yeah, to see the place where they are at now. She was saying back when she was on the show that they were in, like, you know, they had like mosquito nets, and they had like, it was like torch. It was not as nice.
Oh,
that,
okay.
You know, this place looks like paradise compared to to when they were on the show, and that, you know, I've seen a lot of people tweet, you know, Survivor past house, you know, Survivor people saying that they shouldn't even be on the jury, that they should have just been sent home.
I'm pretty damn sure that I heard Jeff say something about when you're on the jury or something, and I thought, what?
Yeah, they are on the jury, and I know, Steven, who was on the show a few weeks ago, too, he tweeted that, you know, he doesn't understand why they're on the jury. And I know I know these people, these past house guests, or you might want to call them house guests, these past Survivor people are probably so upset. I read Russell say he can't wait to meet them face to face. And I do want to address Jen while I remember that she, and I meant to do this. Until this season's over with, until the season's over with, I'm not going to touch any of these current people right now. I know we had, what was it, Shannon? Yeah, Shannon, call in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to touch them right now because jury members ain't going to be able to call in first place.
That's true.
They're pretty much
off limits.
Off limits. You know, I never really watched Ponderosa until last, and I actually was going to talk to Ashley about this. I know. I'm just was saying, you know, yeah, but I definitely will get her. I think Michelle met her, and we've had people meet her, so I think she will come on.
Virginia,
I watched Ponderosa for the first time, you know, with that episode, and I definitely didn't realize how much they talked about, you know, their even a little bit about their votes and what they would have voted if they would have, like, this one, Marty mentioned how he would have voted for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, like Marty was, you know, like for, what's her name that got kicked off last week or the last time?
Yeah.
Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
I always forget her name. So, definitely something I didn't, have you watched Ponderosa a lot?
I haven't watched any of the Ponderosa this year. I watched quite a number of them, I think, last season, I believe.
I mean, did they always give a little insight of what's in their head for a jury?
Not really that specifically because, you know, they want to keep, you know, what their thoughts are about, you know, who they'd vote for. I mean, obviously they could talk about the people that are there at Ponderosa with them and say, I would have voted, you know, for you.
That's
in the
what
end.
I meant.
They
yeah.
can't. The people that are still in the game, they are not going to say who they're favoring as far as jury vote because that would spoil the suspense at the, you know, for the finale.
Oh, right. And I knew that. I thought that, too. So I definitely think it's something that I'm going to maybe start watching a little bit more of. I thought it was well put together and everything, too. So that's kind of cool.
I want to address something, a little filler here. We talk about it a lot, is how much coverage certain contestants get on TV every week.
Yeah.
I mean, Danny, it's been several weeks. You haven't heard anything from him or what's going on with him. But I noticed Benry was almost, I mean, he got a little bit of time, but very, very little. And what is our theory on people that don't get a lot of TV time? Or are we past that point now, do you think?
Let me put it, I think it's to the point where everyone should get some kind of time. But, you know, I still like the theory of the less you see, the most likely they win. But
or at least get into the final.
Yeah, but this season, it's, you know, the person I thought was going to win this thing was kicked off or left. I really thought Nay was going to win.
Oh, I never thought that.
I really am.
I didn't want to think that. I thought you were thinking Marty was going to.
No, Marty was, you know, in the beginning. I'm just, now the past couple weeks, I was starting to lean towards her a little bit because she...
All right, here's another thing we can talk about quickly here as
no,
well.
No, wait, I want to stay with this subject for a second because I was going to say is... Dan, in my opinion, ain't going to win because he's not doing shit. You know, he's not doing nothing for the game. I was going to hope, and again, this is something I wanted to talk with Ashley when she called in. But I wanted to somewhat say to, Dan, why didn't you give up the reward?
You didn't run it. That I thought about too, Ron. But when Jeff addressed the people on the winning team after the reward, he only said the four names that were actually competing. He did not say, Danny, you can choose not to go with them. He didn't give Danny that option.
Oh, yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
I think it was implied that any of them could have done it.
No, he specifically said Chase, Nyanka.
Really?
Not Danny. Who was the other? He specifically called the four names out and did not call Danny out. He called those four names out and said, you four have an opportunity to, you know, give up your spot.
I don't know about that.
I watched it Wednesday because I didn't want to get spoiled by tweets, and I watched it just before the show came on a second time. So
I know
that.
And this is why I believe you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of like, I totally.
Tell me, I'm all into those little kind of details.
Yeah, but I don't know if maybe it was a slip, you know, because what I got out of it, any of them could have got it. So
nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
You know, when Ashley gets here, we're going to have to ask her. I mean, guys, we're hoping Ashley gets here. Again, if you're just joining us now, Ashley had a night out tonight for a parade that she was, you know, she was able to. I think she had some good seats too for the parade, or there was something like special that she was able to go tonight for, and then she was going to go out to dinner afterwards with her boyfriend and some.
It's cold as hell out. Let me just point that out as well. I mean, it was like.
No, but I think she was going to be able to sit inside the inside of a
like
building.
Like 12 degrees right now here. So.
You hear me? She was going to be able to sit in a building. So. I think that's – so if you're wondering where Ashley is and everything, that's what. And that's why Paul's sitting in. It's the same thing. They both are from Minnesota, and they both, you know, are Vikings fans. I'm just joking.
Well, speaking of which, we do have a home game against Buffalo this Sunday, and I do know a Big Brother person who is going to be – at the game.
Janelle?
Yep.
I you know what? I really think Buffalo's going to beat them.
They scare the hell out of me. If you'd asked me a few weeks ago, I would have said, you know, easy pickings, but they're scaring the hell out of me now.
Yeah, because they definitely are. They're playing better, and I think they're going to be mad as hell because they lost that game last week.
Yeah.
And maybe this time Steve Johnson will pray a little better and not piss off God. It's a joke. If you guys didn't read the article, go back Monday's show where we talked about it. But there's an article. But I wonder if it's going to snow on – oh, wait, you got Minnesota game. Never mind. I was going to say,
now,
I like
other,
snow games.
Other thing I'm curious about what you think, because they didn't say this, but Nyanka decides to give, you know, because she had been thinking that she was going to quit. She goes up to Chase, and she decides to give Chase her idol. I did not see Chase tell anybody. Do you think that he – I think that he probably will let one of his alliances – and now it seems like it's Holly, Chase, and Jane are pretty solid in their alliance. Do you think he'll tell those people that Holly and Jane that he's got the immunity idol?
First of all, I must have missed that. When did she give it to him? What part?
She gave it to him I'm trying to remember if it was just before they went to the rewards challenge. You know, the rain stopped, and they had a little meeting out in the woods, and then...
I bet you that's when I went to the bathroom.
Jody just popped in to the chat. She's been listening, though. I have a link somewhere to an interview with Nyanka and PK on Reality Wanted with their side. If I can find it. Also on Ponderosa, they were all getting along. Alina didn't talk to them the first night, but all having fun, you have to watch.
You know, I
thought it was funny because what House Rodent said when they interviewed Chase after Nyanka gave him the hidden immunity idol, he said, if she decides to stay, I'm not going to give it back to him. I mean, finally it sounds like he's playing the game to win type of thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned the three of them. Man, you know, right now, I almost want to say the three of them could be the finale. But
well, and I thought
I do
that,
like,
too, as you
Fabio
got the
too.
Idol, too.
What?
The Chase has the idol. They actually want to pull Sash in, but Sash is not as feeling as solid. But they wanted, they kind of were saying it'd be Holly, Jane, Chase, and Sash, and both Chase and Sash have an immunity idol, so...
Yeah, but I don't like Sash, and I wish he can get voted off. So I kind of wish he was out. But, you know, yeah, I mean, definitely he would be, I mean, he would be a good four alliance and for the final four. And I really think it's time to, next week they should just drop the dead weight of Dan. It's time for him to just be dropped off.
They're kind of, but they're kind of in the mentality. This far in the game, they start to look at the players, and they drag along those people like Danny because they know that he hasn't done much, and, you know, he's kind of the type of person you wouldn't mind having in the final three because he hasn't done anything. So they go after the more powerful, you know, stronger players, I think, at this point.
Right. I understand. And I understand why they're keeping him around. So, and Fabio and Ben, you know, would probably be the two that they would go. But I like you said, we might rehash some of these subjects when Ashley gets here before 11 o'clock, because I was planning on, you know, shutting down the show, and she knows it too. I do think Holly gained respect for me. So I want to bring this subject up to you and the people in the chat room. Definitely, do you think that Holly will win America's Vote, maybe, after gaining the respect of all of us?
I
don't know.
Think that she is probably one of those that has been getting enough TV time and playing a good game and gave herself up. As far as that rewards challenge, I think right now she is certainly a leading contender to get that that prize. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think I hope she wins now. Definitely. I mean, Jane. So, see, you think Jane's going to win the whole season, or do you? Think
I don't
Jane
know if I've got to the point of trying to.
No, Jody just wrote.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I've gotten to the point of deciding who I think is going to win it, but I think I could say that Jane and Holly are certainly potentials. I think Chase is probably in there now. And the thing is, we get to see more TV time from some of these people, you know, and who knows. If somebody else, you know, like a Benry might all of a sudden emerge as, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely know. I mean, and Fabio, like I said, Fabio is still there, and he's going to be, a threat to the end, too. Definitely think he has some gameplay in him, you know what I mean? And I think he's set up, you know what I mean? I just really like his gameplay right now.
Yep.
He seems like he, you know, he has what it takes to. I don't know about Jane. Jane, I don't see him, her, I don't see Jane as a winner, first of all. I think Jane's going to probably, I don't know. I think Jane might be the one person that could get backstabbed in the end. So I don't think she can handle the end of the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Now, Fabio could win America's Player, too, is another one. I mean, I do think he's up on definitely the candidates.
I agree.
I know one person that will not win America's Player.
Well, I don't see, who was up for it? I mean...
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't think
Bianca. I mean, I'm just thinking of who's left in the game right now. But
yeah, I'm just joking in the sense of that. I mean, she totally burned, I think, America. I think her leaving. And here's something else. I mean, if you go down to it, I think her leaving is even worse than. I mean, I think Kelly leaving the game because Kelly wasn't going to go far.
Yeah,
but
I have an opinion on that, and. I think that Kelly, after Brenda got voted off and she came back and said, what the hell just happened? Nobody's, you know, told me anything. She was so out of the loop. Nobody really told her anything. I think part of her kind of wanting to give up is she probably realized that she was not in a solid alliance with anybody, and she was, you know, somebody that was going to be targeted to go. I mean, nobody was keeping her informed. She doesn't have anybody in alliance that told her, you know, what was going on. I got a sense a little bit. I was thinking as the show was going on and when Holly came back to the camp and she and Purple Kelly and Holly had their talk, and Kelly says, I want to give up because of the rainy weather. And Holly says, well, I got you a new tarp. And the lack of food, well, I've got you plenty of rice. You know, those are two of the things that were draining on her, apparently. And I was thinking, okay, she really doesn't have anything else to, you know, give a reason why she's going to quit. And so I was kind of hoping. I mean, even when she said, I want to quit at Tribal, I thought once Nyaka left that Kelly might stand up and said, you know, I think I'm going to stay.
Me too. I thought for sure I was so ready, you know, like I thought she was going to do the whole 360. And
yep.
I really thought Holly had her won over, too. I really thought Holly talked some sense into her. And but, you know, like, I think you nailed
well,
it.
And you nailed it just now on the head. Fabio
You
kind
nailed
of...
it. You know why you nailed it? Because you totally said why she left. She
yep.
had nobody in her corner. And she was so miserable. That it was nowhere to go, so why not just...
And then the other telling thing for me was she, in the goodbye speech, you know, that they have at the very end of the show, she actually said how bad she felt for Alina, Marty, and Brenda. She really felt bad that she did that. And Nyack was like, I don't give a fuck about anybody.
We have to pick up the phone because Ashley is on there, and now we can hear her side as a person that was from Survivor. Ashley, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey
Ashley. How was the parade?
Oh my God, you guys! I have to tell you. So, me and Matt made a snowman, part of the snowman contest, and the winner of the snowman contest got a heated seat next to the parade, outside, literally next to the parade, and we won! So we
all
got
right.
But,
hey, Ashley, is this one of those heated tents type of thing? You're still outside,
yes.
That you heat over you?
Yep. It was
cool.
Fantastic.
I posted for those that wanted to look, I posted a YouTube video to Holly Dazzle so people would know what the hell we were talking about.
I thought you meant Holly from Survivor when I saw the post. I'll have to go back and look at that. So you had fun then? I mean, you definitely had fun.
It was a blast, and then we just went and had dinner at Bar La Grassa, which is one of my favorite restaurants. It was spectacular, to say the least.
What did you have?
So we had a soft eggs and lobster bruschetta, dry spaghetti. It was red wine spaghetti with pine nuts, and then we had a veal pasta as well.
Wow.
Wait,
was that your first Holly Dazzle?
Lobster? It was egg, lobster, what?
Eggs,
okay.
Soft eggs and lobster.
Okay, I don't know if that sounds good.
It is really good, and it wasn't my first Holly Dazzle. I went there when I was really little, like my mom would bring us, but it's so cold out right now.
I remember, it's been like 15 years or so, hasn't it, that they've been doing this?
Yeah, they've been doing Holly Dazzle for many, 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 many years, yeah. It's really cool, though, because it's literally a parade that everyone is covered in Christmas lights. It's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been talking Survivor, but now we want your opinion. Let's just go that word. I was going to use a fancy word. So, first of all, let me ask a couple questions to you, Ashley.
Yes.
Where would you rank the show last night in
episodes?
In episodes.
Episodes ever, or episodes in like from this season?
Good question.
Do both.
Well, so I thought last night's episode was really, really, really good, but at the same time, it made me kind of upset at the same time. I thought this season it was probably one of the better episodes. And it was really interesting to me because we never really saw Purple Kelly ever.
Yeah.
I thought she would make it really far, but then after I saw her quit, I think that they were just pissed off at her and decided to give her no airtime because she ends up quitting the show, which they hate quitters.
Ah.
So then why did Nay get a bunch of airtime? Because she was good for TV?
Right. So the reason that Nay got airtime is because she was such a good character. She had a lot of good one-liners. She gave a lot to the show that, you know, maybe Kelly B was just like the average person on there, probably had some good lines, some good things to say, but they were pissed. So gave her nothing, and then Nayanka, on the other hand, stirred up trouble all the time and, you know, said some pretty crazy things. So they, like, she was just a great character in general, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So that was my perspective.
We also talked about this already, but I wanted to hear your opinion. Don't you think with Kelly going, it was kind of like, who cares? I mean, we think the reason she quit was because she knew she had no alliance and she was so miserable, so why stay there? But with Nanaka leaving, don't you think she kind of – I think that one killed us more, I think, as fans, because she was playing good. Plus she had potential to win, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, don't you feel like – Nate leaving was even, you know, more devastating than Kelly. I mean, I still don't understand the whole Purple Kelly thing.
She had purple in her hair.
There were two Kellys on the first.
No, I get that part, Paul. I never saw the purple. I just don't pay attention maybe to her hair enough.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I didn't see her enough to even see the purple.
Yes.
So.
I want Ashley's perspective on how the rain affected you. And people say on that show that last night, they were saying there's only 11 days left. 11 days to you guys out there seems like 6 months, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so here's the thing. So I was home last night with my parents watching the episode, and there's a little piece of me that can completely understand where they're coming from. Like, the rain is by far the worst thing out there. It's not that you're starving. It's not that you're tired. When the rain is there, it's by far the worst thing you can ever experience. And 11 days seriously seems like years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, especially when you've lasted that long, and it must be something about that time period, because I've talked to other people and they say that around that day time, like around that, you know, the 30-day mark, you're just so shot and you just feel so awful that, you know, it crosses your mind that you want to quit, that you don't want to be there anymore.
It's kind of like what we hear about marathon runners. They hit this wall. That's kind of the wall for Survivor.
That's my perspective. I mean, you have, like, the first week is really, really, really difficult. The first couple of days are the worst because your body is like, wow, I'm not eating anymore. I'm not sleeping. I'm hardly drinking water. So your body kind of goes into shock and you feel really bad. But if you can get through those first, I'd say, 4 days, you start to feel a little bit better because your body's used to not eating.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm wondering if around that period of time that it gets really bad again, because I can only imagine, like, the roller coaster ride that they're going on. And, I mean, like they said, you're freezing. We were so cold. We were really cold on my season.
Oh, you're so cold, and I look at Kelly in her little teeny bikini. Why the hell doesn't she have more clothes than that?
Right.
See, yeah,
right.
We've talked to, and I know Johnny Fairplay, we've asked this question to him. And I've heard his answer, but would you ever think that there would be a why don't they ever go to a winter place to do a show? I mean, wouldn't it be cool to see them out in the middle of
absolutely not, and I will tell you why. When it rains, it's the exact same thing. You don't leave the shelter. If it's freezing outside, you're not going to leave the shelter. They have nothing to show then, because you're not going to be leaving the shelter if you're freezing.
And what Johnny
you have
is
to make
not going to get women
and
in
you,
their bikinis.
You can have your snow bunnies and everything. And I just think I'm playing
no,
with you. I really don't. I think that's one reason it's never going to be in America.
Ashley, I know that you probably picked up on it, but I thought it was hilarious when Fabio says, "Hey, I don't even care if it will be snowing, I'm going to stay here." And I yep.
No, I'm like, Fabio, you're from California. Let's get
serious. What?
Fabio's from California. He doesn't know what snow is like.
That's true. I have to ask you about your opinion. We talked about this before you came on, but what the hell are they letting these two quitters be on the jury for? That pisses me off even more.
I can understand why they're on the jury, because they've had interaction with everyone. They know how people are playing the game, because there's a lot of things that are not shown. You know, so, I mean, it sucks, yes, because they quit, but at the same time, you know, they were out there playing the game with all
the people. Do you think it's fair that they vote on the winner because they gave up the chance? So, I mean, even with them both leaving, it's still an even number.
Seems like they should have
a number. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing, too. They need to think about, you need to think about numbers for the jury members. And you also need to think about, I mean, they're not getting paid more to be on the jury. They, you know, whatever they left in the game, that's that. So, I mean, you might as well leave them on there. I don't see any harm in them being on there at all because they, you know, they played. It's not like they...
Plus, they don't really go nowhere, do they? I mean, do they actually go? I mean, if they leave, they're not going nowhere. You know what I mean?
Right. They're not going anywhere at all. They're staying at Ponderosa with everyone else, so there's no reason.
Watch that episode yet? Or not?
I did, and I'm, like, in shock at how nice their Ponderosa is compared to our Ponderosa. Holy crap.
I'm going to have to look that up. Hey, I do have another behind-the-scenes question for you. I noticed last night, and probably in other Survivor episodes, when they go to Tribal, why the hell, and especially when they're coming back from Tribal, you know, the first bit when, you know, the new episode starts, why aren't they allowed to have the torches lit? Where do they light them? Because they don't have them lit when they're going to Tribal, and then they show the shot of them walking up the sidewalk or whatever, and they're all lit. And then when they come back, they're stubbing their toes, and they don't have – why can't they have them lit if they already have fire?
Because – so the fire that's actually – quick. Okay, so if you would have seen last night, it was raining at Tribal Council, and if it were a normal fire, they would have been put out by the rain.
Okay.
So they need to keep them lit when you're at Tribal Council, and so since they're – you know, at Tribal Council and it's open and exposed, then they need to make sure that that there's still a flame.
So, I understand that. That makes sense.
And there's another point to that, too. But, yes.
Go ahead. Finish it.
It's a long ways.
Way, yeah.
So, if you're carrying a lit flame... a flame through the forest in the middle of the night. That can't be good things, okay?
But you should at least get a flashlight or something.
Right.
Survivor for
you. What did you think about Holly taking the award? What did you think about that whole situation there?
I love Holly.
Yeah.
I think that Nyanka did a really dumb move there, and Holly needed to... you know, she needed to eat. However, I think that by her doing that, she just put herself in an amazing position in the game because she gained everyone's respect.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
I loved the little looks that were going back and forth when, you know, she kept, you know, they said, okay, you four people, if you want to give it up, you will gain a tarp and food. And she kept looking over at Nyanka. And kept looking over at Nyanka, kept looking over at her, and she said, okay, I'll do it. And then Benry started laying into her, you know, saying, Nyanka, you're leaving anyway. Get up. You know, do it.
Right.
Oh, I hate it.
That was frustrating. I couldn't believe that happened, actually, to be honest with you. I was a little surprised.
And then
Do you have any more thoughts on Survivor from last night? I want to
ask her something. I loved when Jeff said, Nyanka, realistically, do you think you had a chance to win this game?
You're right.
And her response that she did and all this, it was cool. Oh, and then when she says, oh, it's just been so cold and because of my anemia or whatever and my joints hurting, and they had the shot of Danny looking over and saying, come on. I've got a bad knee that I've been, you know.
Right.
Those are fun.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that was ridiculous.
Did you hear because Dan gave up the reward. Me and Paul was discussing this. Did you hear that do you feel like Dan could have gave it up, or with him not being told, he could, or did you feel like he was told he couldn't?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if he technically could have given up the reward, because he would have been a good person to give up the reward because he didn't do anything.
Mm. Yeah, but Paul said his name wasn't mentioned.
Right. When Jeff offered the deal, he specifically said the four people's names and did not say that Danny was one of the people that could do it.
And that could have been part of it, too. That could have been part of the situation. I don't know. I didn't catch that part, so I'm not entirely sure.
I didn't either, so we're on the same boat.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Do you think, here's one last thing, do you think Chase is going to tell anybody that Nyanka gave him the immunity idol?
No.
Good.
I don't think he will. I think that next episode will be the last time that he'll even be able to use it.
Oh.
You know what? You know what I mean? I think that there's a certain point in the game by like day 37 or whatever it is, 36, that they're no longer able to even use the idol. So I'm thinking that that's next episode or the episode after. So who knows? He may not even use it. He might just leave the game with it, you know?
Yeah.
Was there any other points you wanted to bring up from last night's show?
No, I mean, obviously the conditions were absolutely horrible if two people quit in one episode. Like, that's insane, to say the least. So that's all I really have to say about it.
Yeah, because I know me and Ashley talked, and she has to get to bed because she's been staying up a little too late.
No, it hasn't been that, Ron. It has not been that. It has been I have not been sleeping at night. It's not about staying up late.
Okay, I was trying to keep it sounding a little more. I was trying to put it in a good term, and that was how it came out. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just haven't been sleeping at all. Not at all.
And I see we have some phone calls. And I know they're going to want to talk, but it's from Toys for Tots, and I believe Cowboy. I'm going to pick up Cowboy and let him say hey to you, Ashley.
Okay.
You know Cowboy from Big Brother? But
yes.
If you need a drop, let me know, because I know, like you said. So, hey, Cowboy.
Yeah.
How's poker playing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You want to say hey to Ashley real quick?
I do. Actually, I did send you an email, and hopefully next year we can get you to come for Toys for Tots.
Is that? I think I wrote you back.
You did, and you're in L.A. for this weekend, but hopefully next year you'll be able to come and be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely. Let me know a little bit sooner, a little bit farther out.
Well, the thing is we had five people cancel on us at the last minute. And next year we're going to do Survivor. We're going to do Big Brother. We're going to do any reality show. We're going to open it up to everybody. And the thing is your name was like one of the top ones. And so I sent you an email at the last minute. And I do understand we're all busy in our own lives. And so, and you are one of the top five that did reply to me. So, God bless you there. And so, how do you honestly think this is one of the best Survivors of all times? Because I mean, I'm ever since Jimmy Johnson got kicked off, I'm kind of bored.
I don't think it's the best Survivor of all time. I think personally that season 19 was.
That's because of you.
Because I was there.
You know what? And I have to agree. I just, you know, this season, I mean, I have to be, I love all reality shows. And
yeah.
I love Survivor. And I love Jimmy Johnson because I'm a big Cowboys fan. But ever since Jimmy Johnson got kicked off, I mean, it's just not the same. And then two people saying, hey, I give up. I mean, really? I mean, millions of people apply for this stuff every year.
Yeah, that's the part that upset me the most was definitely
absolutely.
The
you know, we talked about this For you guys both being on two different shows, but I'm going to compare the two shows again. What do you feel like with Shima and Nanaka's being? I mean, I kind of compared the two leaving. What do you feel, guys?
You know, I think Shima is a great person inside, and I kind of see what she did. But you know what? In Shima's, against Shima, that could have been my spot in that season that I actually went for Big Brother. And so, I mean, millions of people love to be part of that, and then to just give up. Yeah, all this is hard games, but you know, we do it for the money, and it's like, a part of us has got to say, toughen up and just deal with it.
What about you, Ashley?
You know, okay, so I watched that season of Big Brother, and, you know, I compare them, and at the same, I don't know, it's so hard. You don't know what they're thinking. You have absolutely no idea what they're going through, unless you've lived through the rain. But you know what? At the same time, you've lasted 28 days. It's just shocking to me that you can just walk away like that. That just shocks me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
especially with an immunity idol in your back pocket, and that saves you 3 more days of safety. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're guaranteed 3 more days of safety if you're smart and play it. So
right.
That was actually 9. You're talking. Yeah, 9, right? Or 8. Anyways, the math doesn't matter. I totally agree. And
you know what would motivate me if I was in that situation? I would never, ever, ever want to be that person when I got out that had that label on me. Never, ever. That
you
would
know,
motivate
Paul,
me to...
Paul, this is the thing, is... I mean, I had a family when I did season 5 of Big Brother. And, I mean, there was days I wanted to push that button. I mean, people does not understand what we go through. I mean, it's living hell. But the thing
I had to mention this, though, funny. Hey, Ashley, don't you think Cowboy was better than at least you? Because you really lived in hell, right? I'm joking with Cowboy a little bit. You
No.
Survivor
is 30 days. And I will agree. Survivor is a lot more torture than Big Brother. I'll agree.
I'm just
this is how, Cowboy, let me, let's see, okay. Big Brother is very, very, it's a big mental game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Survivor is mental
and
very, very physical.
Yes.
So they're hard in different ways.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, Survivor is 30 days. That's where I was one of the longest, 82 days.
Right. And that's, you know, I understand that. That's so long to be trapped in a place. I cannot even imagine. They're just hard in different ways.
It is.
So, yeah.
But you know what? I give you props, and like you would give me props. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard to say which one's the hardest. Survivor, I mean, you eat bugs and shit. And I honestly probably could do it. But, I mean, you lose a lot of weight. And it's a lot of competitive. And it's a lot of politics. Where Big Brother... is politics and sit on your ass and sleep. So you can weigh the two.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you rather eat? Would you rather eat slop or bugs? I think slop is definitely... I mean, Calvin, you didn't get to eat slop, right?
No, I ate PB&J. And I've never ate PB&J since my season.
You're kidding.
Really?
I have not.
I love that.
I had a sandwich today of P&J.
That's so funny.
But you know what? And I was only on PB&J for 8 days. But you know, the thing is when you're forced to eat something for a long period of time, it actually turns you.
so, Ashley,
you know,
do you eat rice?
We didn't have rice on my season.
Oh, wow. Yours was the season that they didn't give you no food, right?
They didn't give us anything. I ate a lot of crab, a lot of papaya, and
cane. If I remember right, her season, they actually went back to almost like season one and two when they actually had to fight really hard for their food.
Yes. That's what we had. It was awful.
And didn't Keen Russell provide fish for you guys? Or you weren't
fish.
On his, was you on it? Were you on his tribe? I can't remember.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah,
and no, I did not provide fish. Russell did not provide any fish.
Hey, for the record, are you a big Russell Hands fan?
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Wrong question to ask.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's fine. Do you like the host Jeff?
Russell's fine. We're friends, and he's fine. I don't like the way he plays the game, but that's about it. He's a good person. I love Jeff. He's a great guy. Is my answer.
Cool.
Hey, wait, I got to ask this question while you mentioned up Jeff, because I had forgotten and I wanted to hear her opinion, because I've seen tweets about it all day.
Okay.
Did you feel like he was too easy on the people?
The quitters?
Yeah, the quitters. Did you feel they were too easy? Did you, Jeff, you know?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I think she was really easy on them. But I mean, what can you really do? I mean, obviously,
it was
very clear that he was not happy.
There was another season that he really blew up at him.
It was trying that way.
No, he wasn't really bad at him.
I do remember somebody else quitting, and he just laid into him big time, and he really didn't lay into him as much.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know.
Hey, Ashley.
Yes.
You know, this is the thing, and I know I get asked this all the time, so I got to turn it on you. If you had to choose one survivor of all times, who would you think who's the best player and why?
Poverty.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Oh, she's hot.
I don't hesitate with Poverty. I think she, she's won the $1 million in the past. She makes it very, very far when she plays the game. She acts like the elements don't faze her at all. She's a great strategic player. And she's front. I mean, she's strategic, and at the same time, she develops those friendships and those relationships. So I would definitely say Poverty all the way.
Well, you know what? And I agree with you, and that's why I would love to have you and Poverty next year for Toys for Tots. You know, I rooted for Poverty. I liked even James. James was, I think, a player that didn't want to even give up. And I would be like that too. And, I mean, there's so many great players. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I tell it how it is. I actually liked Russell's game plan because it was different. It was, they don't give us a Bible how to play the game. It's how you play it, and he made it all the way to the end both times.
He didn't win, and he'll never win. That's the point.
But he messed up in one gameplay, and this is where his gameplay, and I will still say this, this is where his gameplay was wrong. He played a bad social game until he
learned
that it's the social game. I will never put him in a category of best players, and I know you guys, I know Cowboy is a fan of his, and I
totally agree with you, Ron. He is the type of player that will get into the finals and never win it, so that does not make him a great player in my mind.
Right, but I think also, I mean, and I think I can be a witness to that, you can overplay the social game as well.
Yeah, but he had no social game.
He did.
Different than having no social game. You know what I mean? And everything. So,
I agree. And, you know, And, you know, and I agree there. And actually, this is probably a chance I get to talk to Ashley. You know, it's awesome that you get to be a part of Ron's show. And I actually am a part of it when it's Big Brother season, and it's great to have you in the family. So we're down here doing Toys for Tots, and we're raising some good money, and I really can't wait to actually get you down here next season, and we'll be able to be on the same area, different phones, and call in and Ron's show, and
February. I actually want both of you guys to come here in February. So I hope you guys both get down here in February. So I'm hoping to get everything so you guys can be there too, because I'm going to have a party still. Celebration of Heart is in February. Don't forget it.
I tell you what, Ron, because I mean, I've got so much with which I'm done with the custody.
Oh, issues. I know.
Email me the dates, and let's see what we can do. And maybe
I'm just saying that I'm hoping to raise the money where I can get you both down here over for that too. So
absolutely. And I think what I can do is I think Southwest Airlines is going to be a part of Toys for Tots next year. And what we can do is we might be able to work it where we might be able to help you and turn around whoever helps you is part of Toys for Tots for 2011.
Yeah, we can work someone out. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay,
well, I hate to you. You had a great time at the place.
You there, Ashley? I can't hear her. Is that... Wait, whose phone is that?
It's not mine.
Ashley?
Good night,
Ashley.
Are you
trying to say good night?
I'm trying to say good night.
I know.
Ashley, are you drinking too?
I may or may not have had a few alcoholic beverages at dinner.
Well, you know what? You know what? In New Hampshire, we're playing a poker game, and I'm between first and second place, and we're drinking some too, and so we're gonna be in a place. We're drinking Kool-Aid with a kick for next year, and we can't wait to have you next year.
All right. Let's do this.
Awesome.
Ashley, good weekend.
God bless all y'all, and Ron, thank you so much for picking me up.
Wait,
Ashley,
Keep up all
your hard work.
Yes, Ron. Keep
Cowboy State. Don't.
Okay.
Bye, Ashley.
I will.
Good night, everyone.
Not Ashley. Drink a couple for me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
They just hung up.
What a sweetie she is. I know she is.
She is.
She was trying to honestly say goodnight.
I sent out a mass email at the last minute because a few people canceled on us for Toys for Tots. And she was one of the first ones that actually wrote back to me and said, you know what, Cowboy, I would love to be there. I'm in L.A. I would love to be there next year. So I really see Ashley Traynor for 2011.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm hoping, everything works out for, her to get here for my event. I'm hoping we can get that worked out and everything. So, and I definitely think she will do her best to get there. Like she said, the last minute was hard for her, but she's been great, and I've really enjoyed her.
So,
Geneva, welcome. I wanted to say hey to you out there And Panther, I think you're alive, or Ben, or whoever 682 is.
Yeah, Ben's on the line with us.
Ben, is that you?
That's me.
Yeah, Michelle will be here tomorrow.
What's up, Ben?
Boom.
Boom,
what you doing?
We lost you.
So, I missed all the Survivor talk.
Yeah, we missed the Survivor talk.
You should come next year, too.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah.
Your phone is breaking up.
No, that's somebody else. I'm like out of the other room.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you can get drunk with
it. It's not me.
It's not me.
I don't know whose this is.
I can still hear everybody.
I can
hear
you.
Yeah, it's more of a...
I can hear it in the background.
Okay, is this Panther?
No, Panther is... Panther's not on the telephone anymore, are you? No, she is. She's listening, but she has not...
I want to talk to Evil Lita. Is Evil Lita there?
Oh,
I'll
where
get
is
her.
Lydia?
I'll go get Lydia.
Hold on, Ben's going to go get her. You know what? She's almost in first place. She thinks
the game's over.
She thinks it's game over, but it's her and I almost to the final destination. It's a great poker game. It's her and I can't believe it. I hate playing with drunks because she's like, how do I play this game? And I think she's like, mate, she might be a few chips over me by barely.
Get ready for some new sound bites.
Who the fuck are you?
No.
Hey, we're still in a poker match. Where are you?
Hey. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cowboy. Where are you?
God help me. Who is this?
No, it's me, Ron Rad.
Oh, Ron. You little
fucker. Hey, we're still in a poker match.
I have no fucking tolerance to this bullshit. Okay.
No, it's not bullshit. We're still on a poker match.
What? No.
Yes.
What?
You need to come downstairs and let's finish this.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
I'm already tipsy.
It's okay.
I'm tipsy when you're on my show, I think.
Listen, right?
Hey, this has already started a great weekend, hasn't it, baby?
Don't hate me.
You know what? I'll have to say this just to let you guys know. Me in the chat room, I have enjoyed just the chat room already.
Am I fucking live on the air?
No!
Yeah, you are.
Are you serious?
I heard no, you're not. And then you're like,
friends. There's only like 15 people.
Listen.
15.
Ron, honey, I'm not good people. Don't promote me. Bad idea. Go for someone else.
Hey.
Hello.
Why not? You're like beautiful. You're attractive. And you know what? You're the president of like the Big Brother fan club.
You know what? You are definitely a fan favorite now. You gave me the best clip. I have a feeling you're up for an award in the Rad Reality show. For the Rad Reality show end of the year award for
Olivia
calling Olivia into my show and saying, "Who the fuck are you?"
I don't love shit.
For your nice date with yourself.
I love Sarah.
Hey,
I do. I do. I love Sarah. Sarah's my baby girl, but...
Can we play that clip, Ron?
I
don't give a fuck about you. Your mother, mama.
I would.
Your children's mother.
So we're going to go back to the chat room. And we put one in the clip. And if you're listening to this somewhere and you're not in the chat room, go to tinychat.com and go to BB Fan Club.
Yeah.
Should have made a show like 3 hours long because we're toys for tots.
Well, do you want me to extend it? I don't know if I have
to. Yeah, extend it. Yes.
Focus. Fucking focus. focus. Focus.
Yeah, we can go into the chat room.
Yes.
Give me a second. I might not be able to do it.
Are you trying to
I don't like people. I am
all
not a people. No. I'm trying the best
hey,
I can.
Hey, everybody.
The children.
What's up,
the children. God bless the fucking kids. But you know
hey,
what?
Cowboys.
Fuck their mothers.
I can't do it now. It's too late. But,
oh, Lord.
He is crazy.
I can't. Hey, Ron, I'm heading out, bud.
Hey, Cowboy.
What?
Cowboy.
What?
We'll all meet you over in Tiny Chat.
Tiny Chat. Okay.
Yes. You're drunk, ain't you?
Good night.
No way.
I love this. Guys, you're listening to a drunk cowboy.
Tiny chat and 5 minutes.
I'm just hanging up.
Yeah, go ahead,
Paul. You're amazing.
I mean,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, cowboy. Thank you guys for all calling in. Good night.
Bye-bye.